just about every Friday night in the remote southeast corner of Oregon. Fiddlers and guitar players travel far distances to play music together. They've been doing it for decades. Recently, two of the players have become fast friends, even though one is 85 and the other is 14. Correspondent Anna King has this high desert audio postcard from Burns, Oregon.
Yeah, at first I was like, why would I go in and play with the old-time fiddlers when I could be out, you know, with friends? My name's Maria Thompson, I'm 14, but honestly, it's really fun, and where I live, I mean, you don't really do anything on Friday nights, so why not? I mean, there's no one to hang out with anyway, so why not? I live in Diamond. So Diamond is about 60 miles south of Burns, which is in southeast Oregon, which is the middle of nowhere. So yeah, I live nowhere.
That was Maria.
I'm very immature at school. Like, I don't know, I'm a 14-year-old girl. I mean, that's how I act at school. But when I'm around people here, I can be like when I work. It just feels like I'm around people more my age, even though I'm not that age, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I'm just really mature around these people. I don't know, it's a nice feeling mature every once in a while. I like the old-time fiddlers because, I don't know, you can just be so, like, carefree with them. It's really fun, and everyone's so nice here. When you mess up, I mean, everyone just laughs about it, and it's really fun just to be here.
My name is Ruel Teague, and I try to keep this Oregon Old Time Fiddlers group together. And we play mandolin, guitar, fiddle, and banjo, so have a lot of fun. If we let these kids go, we have nothing for the future. And this kind of music will die. And these kids are coming up, and they love music, and they love fiddling and guitar. And if we keep this going, there'll always be fiddles, guitars, mandolin, banjos, and harmonicas and stuff like that. I suppose if I sat down and played and could remember, I think I can still remember. I could probably just play till tomorrow morning.
Now your mama and your papa don't like me. They say to stay from their door.
I think when you live somewhere like here, you realize, like, what you have is so special. Like, you don't have where there's cars outside all the time. You don't hear the traffic. And you can look out your door and you don't see skyscrapers, you don't see buildings. You see the sun coming up and canyons and the willows and the creeks, and it's beautiful. It's seeing how the world was supposed to be.
And lay around the shack till the real rain come back, and I roll in my sweet baby's arms. That's all.
That audio postcard was recorded and produced out of Burns, Oregon, by correspondent Anna King.